Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Family, it's 19 Keys, 19 Keys of Electrical Conversations and Dialogue, here to shift your paradigm. Today, I have a very special guest, Chris Coleman. Now, listen, this is a powerful individual. This is an individual who came from nothing and turned himself into a millionaire by playing the finance game. And I want y'all to listen to this information. It starts off in the middle of a live conversation that I was having in him. But enjoy and take notes. And we're also working on a special program to help you with your financial future. Tap in.
What we bring into the people is a real affordable situation, through somebody who's doing it. I've been doing it over a decade and taking care of my family, loved ones, and different things, through this avenue. So just figuring out a way to just impart that knowledge, collaborate with you and just continuously educating our people and putting them in a position to win.
Yes, sir. There's a lot of people out there right now that I believe they have some ambition, they have some aspiration, they even have some capital saved up and things of that nature. And, investment can be a very emotionally tied decision, a lot of times. And it has a lot to do with who you are and how you make your investments. It's like you see a bull market and you want to rush in. You understand me? And then you may end up losing some money because, that's how your life is set up. You just jump into different things and not really knowing nothing about it because you want to make a quick investment. And that can be dangerous for a lot of people. And a lot of people's lives are set up in that way to where they invest as if they're gambling. If somebody was just starting now, and we talked a little bit about this when we have a meeting, like what's the percentage that a person should risk when it comes to them first getting into investments?
I teach this principle, the 5% rule. So just understanding percentages, probabilities, and how those things, correlate with building a successful portfolio and creating a consistent residual income over time, right? And that's the main thing. Anybody that tells you that they know where the market is going, what direction the market is going, they full of shit. Nobody knows.
Right.
So we have to educate ourselves and take control over the things that we can control. My teaching and the foundation of understanding those principles are what really carries the person over the edge and put them in a position to consistently be profitable and make money.
So you said 5% rule. So if a person has $1,000, how much should they put in as far as getting started with an investment in a trade?
Well, so if you have a $1,000 account, you shouldn't risk any more than $50 per position in the market. Because that's 5% of $1,000. So
right.
We constantly calculating that 5%. Rate as the account goes up and down, so we're never moving outside of that 5% range.
Now, I see some people in here commenting, and somebody asked about, let me see, they said they want to trade more. Let's make sure we get a nice amount of these questions in. Somebody asked, is it Forex?
No, it's not Forex. It's to clear that up, it's a lot of scams out there regarding Forex because it's hot, it's a low barrier, entry type of situation, but it's also very risky, and it's a lot of things that go multi-level marketing standpoint as well as a brokerage standpoint, you know, with Forex. And, you know, you may, you know, experience some type of success for, you know, 3 months, 6 months, whatever
right.
the case might be.
But it's a short-term gain.
It's short-term. So primarily what I focus on is the Nadex binary options, which you can create a stream of income directly from your cell phone. And then also the futures market, primarily the bond futures market. And then most recently, the crypto market. So mm-hmm. those of you who are familiar with me know that, you know, I made a name for myself in the crypto market. I do a lot of consulting for private offices, high net worth individuals as it relates to crypto and the Bitcoin industry as well.
Okay. So give me a little background on some of the things that you've done in the crypto market, because I know I went with you to the blockchain event, the blockchain summit that they had out here in LA. And you was telling a little bit about your story on how you started with family members and how y'all was able to turn that into something profitable. So if you don't mind, would you share a little bit of that story?
Yeah, I got into the crypto market through two of my longtime futures clients. So two guys that I had trained who trade full-time now in the futures market. They've been clients of mine probably upwards of 7, almost 8 years now. They introduced me to the crypto market about 6 years ago. So I've been in crypto and Bitcoin for a while. Got a name for myself in the industry, primarily the mining side of things. Pulled a sum of money together, about 30 grand between my friends and family and myself, and end up turning that 30 grand into about $150,000 in a very short period of time, and then turning that $150,000 into about $3.5 million over the course of 10 months.
Mm. So you real deal with it, man. That's what I want to establish, you know?
Yeah, for sure. In last March, I merged one of my companies with another company in June of last year. We took the company public. So we were the first vertically integrated, publicly listed stock on the stock exchange as it pertains to cryptocurrency. I was the first African-American listing director of a publicly traded company. And once we took the company public, made about another $4.5 million overnight just by taking the company public.
Mm. So for the layman out there, a lot of people that hear crypto, and because it's such a new term, they don't really know how to interact with the opportunity that exists within it. So a lot of people haven't really made any money, or some people, you know, made a little bit on, you know, a couple of spreads as they was, you know, working the market and things of that nature.
Right.
But
right.
You are an individual who has tangible results. And the way that the market is moving right now, there's been a lot of fluctuation in the market because, you know, the whole Mark Zuckerberg thing and Walmart announcing stuff that they're working with different crypto companies. Do you think that that's a market that, so let's just say that the average black person, and we're just going to, the average black and brown person, right now they have some money and they have some time on their hands. More importantly, that individuals have time on your hands to investigate these different opportunities that may exist. And right now, for the individual that's thinking like, yo, I want to make some extra money, but I don't know where to put it. And I put time is so important as a variable there, because these are things that you can be spending an enormous amount of time researching, getting information about that allow you to make a decision on whether this would be something that you should get into and make some money. Now, not only in that aspect, what we're presenting here is more so just giving you free knowledge. But at the same time, creating a vehicle that once you have the knowledge, you can utilize the information to drive you towards some success. So if I know nothing about cryptocurrency and I run into you and all I heard was a little bit about the news or a couple skeptical friends, how would you position that conversation to me to let me know that this is actually something that is lucrative that I should pay attention to?
Well, you know, with anything, not just money, but, you know, in particular money, you definitely want to put yourself to, in a position to educate yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we're providing here is a weekly opportunity to chime in and tune in with some live education. You know, as you and I talk through the markets, part of the program will actually consist of a weekly newsletter as well, give you an outlook on the markets, so levels in the market, outlooks, particular trades that I have going on in my portfolio, and different things of that nature, along with having access to the, the software.
So explain to me a little bit more about the software.
So the software is for the futures market, and essentially I programmed my top three trading strategies into a automated trading program. And long story short, in layman's term, the program actually executes the trades on your behalf.
Mm.
So all you need is a PC and a software downloaded and a subscription to our service, and you're off to the races.
So here I am. I'm a 43-year-old mom. I have several children. I'd have no experience in investing whatsoever.
Right.
But I want to get into something utilizing my time to make me some more money. Is this something that, starting from scratch, that a single mother will be able to get into?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, we're going to do a good job of breaking it down and really helping people understand it, from A to Z. And I say all that to say that, it's really going to boil down to the level of commitment on the user's end, because outside of the information that we give you and the software that that we give you access to, it's also going to be some required due diligence and time behind the screen and reading books and different things of that nature as well, just to get in tune.
Right.
It's my thing is, when it comes to the market, and that's why I'm just so against like the scams and the multi-level marketing companies as it pertains to trading, because they sell you this dream of instant
gratification.
Right. When I work with my clients, and when I work with my clients one-on-one, like I charge my clients for me to personally work with you one-on-one and take you from A to Z, it's about a four-week situation, and I charge $25,000. And I'm very selective of even, what clients that I take on, with the understanding of what it really takes in order to be successful in the market. And it's an investment. Like I say, it's a skill that once you learn it, you can't unlearn.
Right.
So speaking with, it's a man, $25,000, that's a lot of money, but I've trained over 60 traders.
Right.
Trade full time to this day. You know what I mean? And they've made hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars by trading the markets, So you and I working together, collaborating and putting something that's much more affordable, but also the same level of quality education and information as well for the people.
And this is something that I actually been excited about doing this for a while, just because I'm constantly getting berated with DMs and comments and things of that nature, that everybody needs money. This so-called revolution that we are within, and this woke economy and reality that we live in, when everybody is becoming aware to systematic plights, problems, and evils, is that you can't do anything with the ideas that you have to implement change without getting some capital. And so for me, it's about creating as many strategies as possible that an individual can use. The individual that's ambitious enough to take the information and implement and execute. We're not here to grab anybody's hands and just walk you through it all. It's more so to get you started on the race and give you preparation, tell you how to do the proper stretches so that you can win for yourself. I believe that's the most important thing.
And get it embraced in the process. It's one of those things where you really have to truly get involved in the process, embrace the process if you want to make any type of substantial income in the market. And really, that's about taking control over your freedom. When we talk about building wealth isn't a dollar amount, it's your ability to actually have complete control over your time and your freedom.
So somebody asks, King, what are you trading?
Yeah, so I trade primarily bond futures, binary options, and crypto.
Okay. So explain to people what the binary options and the futures are. I think people can got a little bit more understanding about the crypto.
Right. 100, the NASDAQ, the YM, the Russell 2000, small caps. We do that, you know, directly from our cell phones. And we just pick a position in the market. But once we pick our position in the market, it's about understanding the strategy, executing the strategy. And then most importantly, you know, defining our risk in the market.
Right. Now, I must so I always say every level of consciousness in even life, period, comes with a new language. So as a lot of you all are sitting here listening, the purpose of this also is to educate you on the language so that when you start to listen, a lot of the more of this is tied and makes sense because you start to build up an understanding because you start to gain experience with the platform. So if you listen to somebody have a conversation and none of the words seem to make any sense, and then all of a sudden, once you get into it, you're like, okay, I know what a binary option is. Oh, I know what futures is. Oh, I know what the spread and all these different things are. That's that learning curve that we want to get you to so you be ready to interact with new opportunities. So can you explain what the futures is?
So the futures is, again, dealing in the markets, again, the same four markets, but just using a different instrument to create income. And that's really leveraging our trading accounts to take positions in the market where we're pretty much on a daily basis predicting where price might be in the future. So that's why it's called the futures market. So right now it is, what is June, end of June, I'm actually trading the September bond contracts and the August oil contracts.
Okay. So you getting you already making you making money off the future is what you said.
Yeah.
You got people worried about yesterday. You try to make money off the future, man. So we try to set y'all up correctly now. As far as skill sets that a person needs in order to interact with these opportunities, I know you talked about like math, basic mathematics. Is that something that an individual needs to have, and what level?
Actually, they don't have to have that already, right? Mm-hmm. The only thing that one really need to act, you know, to interact with the opportunity that we present to them is really, you know, a high level of commitment, because that's what's going to be required in order for them to grasp the knowledge and then, you know, apply it and be able to execute it without any type of hesitation or reservation or, you know, when opportunities present themselves. Right. As far as math and different things of that nature, that's kind of my job to really, you know, bring that home and get people to understand that, you know, and I teach it at a very elementary level. And I'm constantly going over the same things over and over. So, you know, on a weekly basis, you know, of course, there'll be new information, but once we set the foundation and the principles, like, we're just going to continue to repeat those things over and over and over again until those things are actually a part of you.
Right. So that's a very important part of this process, though, for the individual that thinks about all of their incapabilities and things that they lack. Like, this part of this process is, you know, just on a human level, giving you those adaptable skills and taking you through that process to where you can actually learn this and it actually makes sense. Like, forget about what you're good at in school. Forget about any of those different things. It's a one-stop shop.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, and I hate the term. You know what I hate, Chris, a lot of times when things start to sound so good. You know what I mean?
Right.
I almost hate when it happens because it puts you in a state of weariness and you have to just wait and see. But the great thing also I like about that is that there's always a filter out process. There's those who are interested and then those who are ready. You understand me? And so for me, it's always about those who say that they want to get to the next level, but doing the things and taking those steps in order to get them there. Or even exploring all that exists on their particular level that they already at in life. So, like, interacting with things of talking about, you know, your financial future and knowing things like futures and binary options and the crypto market and things of that nature, which I want to talk about a little bit as well. These are the things that's going to allow you to grow beyond your current circumstances that you are in. Because once you learn new information, you start to produce new habits because now you have new options, so you're making new decisions. So your life is not limited by the possibly the process of the 9-to-5 and the trade the time for money option. Now you get to trade this intellectual property to execute to gain you some money. And I believe that the best or the greatest thing about any risk is the fact that you don't take the risk. You know, it's like we assess liabilities more than we assess assets. And I think about that, or we assess assets more than we assess liabilities. And I think about that in the sense that where an individual will go, you know, buy some liquor, go to the club, go on vacation, whatever it may be, with no thought process of that giving them a return at all. But when it comes to something that's actually going to produce a better financial future to them, the assessment level is like the IRS. So in our community, we don't have the over-assessment of liabilities the same way we do have assets, which is what stops us dead in our tracks and continuing to execute. So if I'm producing something and bringing you somebody that's in front of you in order for you all to build and move forward, then know that this is a person that's already serious. This is a person that can already carry you into that another direction, right? So cryptocurrency right now is entered back into the media space. It's entered back into the commercial sense to where Facebook dropped the Libra. That's what it's called, right? The Libra.
Yeah.
So where do you see the future in crypto, and why is the Facebook thing important at all?
Crypto is definitely the future of money. No doubt about it. Like, once you understand money, the fiat money system, and once you understand macroeconomics, and then also what money is at its core and how it moves and how it flows, and then you dive into the understanding and educating yourself about crypto and the premise of crypto and how it operates, it's definitely just a matter of time before it makes the fiat currency market obsolete, right? But more importantly, it's artificial intelligence at its finest, because it carries out transactions, executes transactions, and
right.
allows you know, us to facilitate business, trades, goods, services, or whatever the case might be, without any human interference, you know, at all. So really the only way that you're going to be able to shut down crypto is by shutting down the internet, and we know that's not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. What do you want to do? What do you want to get started with this as far as bringing people into the platform? How long do you want to go through this educational process before we ready to, you know, pull people in full swing of things?
I think we put together the you know, what the curriculum is already placed together, and I think, you know, we'd be ready to go to market in about 2 weeks max. So, you know, we do a live next week, you know, maybe, you know, put some promo or whatever the case out. You know, and really once they come into the program and we lay out what the program is going to entail for them, you know, the education process starts there.
Right.
You know, so giving okay. them the opportunity to you know, join something of high quality, you know, at a very affordable price.
Okay, amazing. Now, what's some other basic information that an individual could utilize just to start researching in the right direction as far as whether this is something that they want to get into?
One, finding out as much information as you can on the internet about crypto, as much information as you can about the futures, Nadex, binary options, different things of that nature. You know, but you know, also take it all with a grain of salt as well. You know what I mean? But you know, once you start to go down that rabbit hole and explore and educate things, you know, the more that you learn, the easier it'll become to sift out, you know, what's real, what's not real. But more importantly, you know, jumping on it and getting involved with what we had going on, you know, we'll make sure that you get off to the right start out of the gate, so that you're looking at the right information, you're researching the right things, and you're spending your time, you know, on the correct things. Because a lot of us get frustrated and a lot of us fail because we spend our time on the wrong things, you know what I mean?
Right. Where did you first hear about cryptocurrency?
So my clients put me on about 6 years. years ago, they know I like to read. I do a ton of reading. I don't watch any television. So they, you know, they tell me about this paper money, this digital currency and different things of that nature. And then I start going down the rabbit hole and really understanding what it was. And, you know, after my first day of just reading and educating myself on cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and different things of that nature, like, you know, a light bulb went off in my head, and I knew that, you know, if people adopted this concept and adopted this currency, you know, that eventually it'll take over.
Right. And then
the fiat markets.
What about your intro into just, you know, finances, period? You know, how do you get to that point where you start working with celebrity clients and influencers and things of that nature?
So for me, like, I'm self-taught. I taught myself how to trade. You know, I came across this board game at a garage sale when I was younger called Stock Market Game. And it's funny, you know, it reminds me every time I see Brother Grace and his board game. You know, like, I get excited because it's like, that's what really, a board game is what really gave me my boost and my motivation to, like, do what I'm doing and being able to live the way that I live, you know what I'm saying? So, I just educated myself. I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have access to education. I didn't have the money to get involved or whatever. Like, you know, being from the hood and different things of that nature, like, I didn't know anybody who traded or who had any experience to trade or who was even, you know, or what route to even go from a mentor. You know, but the crazy part about, you know, getting my first client, I was trading in Sim, and you know, one thing I did every day, it was seven cities. This when Craigslist was first started popping, it was 11, 12 years ago. And I used to post in every city, in each one of these seven cities, every single day. You know, and I did this for about 4 months with no replies, no emails, no interest in anything. But, you know, it speaks to how important it is to be consistently committed to the process, you know what I mean? I wasn't emotionally attached to the outcome, you know, but I fell in love with the process. Probably about 4 or 5 months after doing that, I got this email from this guy out in San Diego, and he was like, long story short, he was like, look, you know, I'm gonna put $100,000 in an account. I'm gonna give you the power of attorney over the account, and we'll see what you do with it from there. So I had to get on a three-way call with this broker and different things of that nature. And he said, look, don't tell my broker that I found you on Craigslist. But long story short, you know, multimillionaire arms dealer in San Diego. And my business model, when it came to managing money, how I got on with celebrities and, you know, this guy, I was like, look, I'm not going to charge you anything up front. And the only way that I'm going to make money is if you make money. And my clients are responsible for paying me on a monthly basis. And needless to say, I never had a problem from any of my clients paying me, you know, because if I make you some money this month, you're going to want me to do it again for you next month, you know. So my thing has always been, you know, let me show you what I can do, you know. So it was easy to build up a client list and word of mouth, you know, it spread from there. So these days, I rarely take on new clients, and I'm very picky with, you know, the people that I work with, you know, whether they clients of mine, we collaborating or whatever the case might be, because I set my life up in a way that I love my life, and I love living it the way that I live it, you know what I'm saying? So anything outside of that, I really don't make no room for, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, you've reached a, I would say, a level of success that most people haven't. And at this particular point in life, what keeps the drive there, you know, to stay within this game?
Well, you know, success is different for everybody, right? And I think, you know, when we talk about success and we highlight the success of other people, you know, most of the time we're really speaking to our admiration for their commitment to their process. So for me, it's not about a dollar amount. You know what I mean? And the moment that I started to change my mindset about money and having money was the moment that my business and my trading really elevated instantly, almost to the next level. So even now, like, I'm not counting how much money I make per se or anything of that nature. It's like, you know, shit, I got such a zest for life. When I wake up in the morning, it's like I can't wait to get started.
Right.
I can't wait to do the work. I can't wait to, you know, get to the next thing and get it moving. So, you know, for me, you know, my goal has always been to die empty, you know, and not have anything left to give, you know, when it's all over. So, you know, every morning I wake up, it's like, you know, it's something that I need to be doing. It's something that I can be, you know, to do to be productive on a daily basis.
And you know, that's key because, well, most people, when you don't have that financial freedom, you know, you always in that survival mode of thinking,
right?
You know, trying to take care of your basic needs, you know, food, clothing, and shelter. And as you grow and you start taking care of those needs, you get to think about other ambitions. You get to think about your friends, the relationships you want to have. You get to think about your dreams, your visions, your goals, your ideas, who you want to be, how you want to be remembered.
The things that are really valuable.
Right.
You know, because I tell people all the time, like, money just solves financial issues. You
right.
know? And you know, when you have what people, you know, deem to be a substantial amount of money, you know, that bring on a whole new listing issue of problems, you know what I mean? But it's only so much materialistic stuff out here. You know, most of the materialistic shit that we buy and spend money on has absolutely no value,
right.
Has no opportunity to even bring anything of value, you know, to us. And I think, you know, even when we observe the buy-in and the shopping patterns of people and the things that people spend their money on, if we really boil it down to the root of that, people are always in seek of approval or validation or, you know, trying to mend their self-worth or different things of that nature, you know. So it's really a much, you know, bigger problem to why we spend the money on the things that we spend money on and why we don't spend money on the things that we should spend money on.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of people, spending habits are directly tied to their insecurities and their ego, you know, and oftentimes that's what we're trying to cover.
Yeah, and to their defense, we are educated and trained to be insecure, you know what I'm saying? And we are educated and trained to feed our ego because that's what keeps our capitalist economy thriving.
Right.
That's what continues the trillion plus dollar deficit to continue to grow. You know, it's about how we're programmed and how we're educated stateside and how we're told to view and look at money.
So we got a question. It says, what sites do you recommend we start educating ourselves prior to the site being launched?
So you can go to Nadex.com. I type that in there. You know, all my new students, I tell them to go to Nadex.com, watch every single video on that website.
Nadex.com, people. Come on now.
Yeah. And then the other site, another good site will be that's pretty, like, Nadex. Nadex is a good starting point for everybody because whether you know, take part in everything that we had to offer or not, Nadex is something that everybody can do, and they can do it from their cell phone. So it don't matter if you got a full-time job or whatever the case might be. Like, most people on their phone all day, it take you 15 minutes a day to execute my strategy. You know, so Nadex is definitely a great starting place.
All right, let me see if I can pull that up real quick. Hold on, Nadex.
And then if you want to get involved in crypto, you need to get a wallet from Coinbase, and then you can also look at set up an account at Binance as well.
So they give you a practice account with this, so you get to go through the experience.
Yep.
Okay.
N-A-D-E-X, nadex.com, or just type it in the chat.
So Binance and Coinbase. Coinbase is a wallet. Binance is a platform for crypto.
Yep.
So for everybody, so you can get started on just that. Just you know, the doper thing is to just start interacting with the world, right? Just that it's a whole different world itself. So just start interacting with setting up your wallet, see how it feels, things of that nature. That's, I believe, is very important on getting people started. Like, set up a Coinbase, you know, actually do a trade, you know, whether it's a dollar or something, just to see how that whole process actually works. It puts your mind in a different space. So a lot of people don't even interact and go that far, you know, and I think that's very important. Just tasting things to see, you know, if that's something that's good for you or not. Or just when you get more information, you know how to execute on it.
Right. You know, in a lot, and I just put a book in there called Trading in the Zone by Mark Douglas. Mm. So, again, like everybody who take part in the course and the curriculum that we put out for them, it's going to be a reading list as well. All of my clients that I work with one-on-one that I charge the $25,000 for, once they pay their money, they must completely read 3 books before we even dive into what we're doing, you know. And of course, that's not going to be required with what we're doing out here, but we definitely going to put the book list out there for you. We definitely going on a weekly basis when we do our podcast and different things of that nature, we'll, you know, touch on points and talk the points out of those 3 books as well, you know. So I'm big on reading. I'm big on, you know, the fact of really embracing the process. Like, this isn't a get-rich-quick overnight scheme. But
right.
What I am telling you and what I am promising is that if you put in the work, this is something that can and will pay you for the rest of your life. You know, I tell people all the time, as long as there's a market to be traded, I don't have to ever worry about money because I have a skill that I can't unlearn. And more importantly, I have a skill that 99% of the people out here don't, and they haven't taken the time to really master. So I can always leverage my skill in order to create income for myself.
Mm. Somebody asked a good question. Is Robinhood a good platform to start trading on?
I don't use, you know, Robinhood. I really can't speak.
I've used Robinhood, and I'm gonna tell y'all this. Let me see. Do I still have Robinhood? All right. So after this, if you go to, I'm gonna tell you why I'm doing this in a second. But after this, if you go to my stories and you click the link in my stories, it'll go to Robinhood to download that. Now, I say that because I think I got maybe hundreds of people on Robinhood at a particular point in time because they were giving me free stock for each person that signed up. And so at a particular point in time, I got like a few thousand dollars just by like get from the free stock and then like selling it. So like, I know Robinhood works in that aspect. I even have some stock on Robinhood, and they also have crypto. So just from my limited experience with it, it's been a platform that you can execute easy trades and you can watch it very easy for a beginner. Let me see what other questions we have over here. Some of these are a little more technical than others. This one says, have you heard of Troption?
Yeah, I have. I can't really speak to that, but yeah, I've heard of it.
All right, we have a very general, basic question. Is setting up a wallet free, or is it a nominal fee to set up? Thanks.
No, wallet is free. Then you just have to fund it.
Okay. All right, do you ever get discouraged in this journey trying to wake up our people? I don't know if that's for me or you.
To be honest, you know, and I answer it just with my experience. So, like, I was a retail bond trader for this company called Waterflow Analytics about 6 or 7 years ago, which is the top retail order flow software company that was out there, right? And I was the bond trader, and I put together a one-week class, right? In a week class, we charged like $5,000, and everything was virtual. I got on the computer Monday through Friday for about 4 hours a day, and I did a class, five consecutive days, charged $5,000. We had 330-something people enrolled in the class, and out of those 330-something people, only two of those people were of color. You know, so it does kind of get frustrating sometimes because, again, like my friends, my family, the people who are close to me and who had opportunity to take part in my lifestyle on a consistent basis, kind of frustrated because it's like, look, you know, all you really got to do is pull up to the house and be serious and be committed. And, you know, I give you the game and you can piggyback off of the things that I'm doing, you know.
Right.
So it kind of gets frustrating because they don't take the opportunity. They haven't seized the opportunity. But, you know, every now and then they turn around and they want to, you know, can I borrow $1,000? I need money for this. Or can you give me some money? Whatever the case might be. It's just like,
right.
you know, how does logic even make sense? You know what I mean?
Right. And you know, you know, that's a lot of where I come in when it comes to that mind management piece, because, you know, it's very important that we know ourselves. And like even on a point of as you get older, like past 25, there's a different process of learning that individuals go through in order for that learning curve and the things that they actually learn to stick. And at first, science has said that it wasn't possible for an older adult brain to develop new neural nerves and things of that nature. And then, you know, new science says that it actually is possible. There's a way where you can get you a new brain, and they call that neurogenesis. And during that process, you know, just from the study of, like, rat brains and things of that nature, what they found out is that there's particular things that you can do that's going to be on the positive side of neurogenesis as far as allowing your brain and your mind to adapt. Most people, they think about things in a very painful manner. Change is very painful for a lot of people, which is why I use the word growth. Because as soon as we hear the word change, we subconsciously fight against it. Like, no, I don't want to get rid of self, instead of thinking about that evolution process. And, you know, from year to year, we're constantly growing new neural connections, but there are certain things that can slow down that process to where I see why certain family members may not even have that capacity to grow that connection to start learning something new. Like, and that goes from, like, even an individual could be eating fatty foods, you know, and that could mess up your ability to even grow neural connections in your brain. A person can be in the wrong environments, not in social environments around other people, to where they're watching and it allows their brain to adapt that certain thing. Like, you have to be in certain places. And so I say all of that because no matter what we give to you, you still have to condition your reality to make sure that you this stuff is sticking with you. And you're developing a whole new brain towards growth, and that allows you to interact with these opportunities and be successful. Because, yes, we all have brains, we all have bodies, we all have minds, soul, hearts, and spirits. But we don't all take care of them the same way. We don't all know ourselves the same way. So, therefore, two people can get the information. One can skyrocket, and the other one can barely get a bicycle to pedal. You know what I mean? So, I just want people to think about that because, you know, even being in the health arena, people want things to be magical, as if they don't have to do things to make sure that they get the best results from everything that they intake within themselves. And that's the same thing with knowledge.
So, and it's funny that you say that. So we're going to help them out with that as well. So,
yes, sir.
As you know, and other people may not know, I also own a manufacturing and distribution company in the vitamin and supplement industry. So once we roll out this program and curriculum to the masses, the first 100 people that take action, we actually going to mail them. It's a formula that I put together, and I'm typically market it to traders, but it's CBD and lion's mane mushrooms. So if you're not familiar with CBD or lion's mane mushrooms, go do your research on that. But it's something that I take every day. I've been taking it every day probably for close to 3 or 4 years now. I hadn't had to take Adderall in the last 2 years since I've incorporated lion's mane into my a daily regimen and daily diet. And it gives you you had a sample of it.
Yes, sir.
It gives you a heightened sense of clarity and focus.
I take it with my gold every morning, bro.
Yeah, so, the first 100 people that, take action with what we have, we're actually going to send them a full-size bottle of the CBD with the lion's mane mushroom, as well. And lion's mane, combined with CBD, it helps with the neurogenesis that you were speaking of and the neuroplasticity of the brain as well.
Right. So, as you can see, this is mind body business over here.
Yeah, absolutely. People they always look for what's the magic sauce or what's the magic secret, and I'm a firm believer that God birthed us and put us here with everything that we need, right? And that's our mind, our body, in the time that we have here. So for me, if I were to say, give somebody the answer to what is my secret, and it's really about being intentional. The first 60 minutes, the first hour, upon my awakening, I go through a routine. And when I say a routine, it's not necessarily the same every day either. But during that first hour, I'm very intentional about what I put into my mind,
mm-hmm.
what I put into my body, getting my body in motion, and then also putting together some type of map or plan as far as how I'm going to spend my time during the day. And if we're not intentional and we're not coveting the things that are most important, then once we walk out of the door or we open up Instagram or we get a text message or whatever, those things grab our minds, those
right.
things grab our bodies, those things ultimately grab our time, and we really end up not getting a whole lot accomplished.
Right.
So just, getting in the habit of being intentional on a daily basis, proves to be paramount.
We only have so much decision-making brain power per day. And that's what that distracting content and checking emails when you first start off, it robs some of that energy you're supposed to be using for decision making. So I don't think the average individual has to think of it like a battery. It's like a finite battery that you get every single day. And as you checking emails of friends or gossip or shade room or BS or whatever it may be, that's draining a little bit of that energy that's supposed to be utilized for good decision making. Because you can still make decisions, they just won't be great ones. And it's going to have an effect on the quality of life that you lead. So, speaking on that, I think from now to July 19th, I even have a small ebook that comes out towards talk about solution-based thinking. And one of the things that I was including in there was my great rising routine. I don't say morning routine because this that routine that sparks you up for your day. And that's an important aspect of this is that, like I said, people don't realize that successful people have the most rituals, right? They think that, when you become successful, you ain't got to do nothing. You get to check out and retire from having to do those things that keep you consistent. So, it's like one thing that I learned this year, and this is maybe a little extreme for others to do, but I started taking cold showers. This entire year, I've only taken cold showers. And the point of it in the beginning stages was to remind myself of what I was doing it for, right? Like to rewire my whole brain and my habits and my thinking patterns. And it's like, there's not a lot of people who want it that much. Do I want this hot shower more than I want my success? Absolutely not.
Right?
So every time I take a cold shower, it reminds me of everything that I have programmed and my reasons why. That's my sacrifice, right? And it's been very productive because this has been my most successful year in life, I would regard and I would say, and so there, and it's not just that, there's a bunch of other things that go along with it, but that's an extremity within a case to where you have to set up those rituals around your life that sets you up to be successful, right? Because how can you believe yourself if you're not doing anything in order to sacrifice, in order to exchange for what you want? So that's why I'm glad that we have the body aspect, we have the mental aspect, and then we get you to the business, because that has to be the cycle. Like, it has to be mind, body, business. That's how you're going to really get those results, because that encompasses an incantation over your life, right? A physical and a mental and a spiritual and all of those things lining up. So that's a very important aspect of mastering your life, becoming successful, and utilizing the information and having your lifestyle built around execution.
Yeah, absolutely. And that translates into trading as well. And I think, not that I think, I know once you really understand what trading is and once you get to the point of being a successful trader, right, you're going to start seeing yourself be successful in everything that you put your attention and effort towards, right? Because you can't cheat trading. You can't cheat the market. You know, and if you're not doing something incorrectly, the market is going to expose that weakness. You understand what I'm saying? So, and you got to be true to yourself, you know, because the market don't have no mercy, no feelings, no take understanding of the things that you cannot control.
They saying they can't hear you. I can hear you, Chris. But, hold on. Let me bring them back in, because they were saying they couldn't hear you, brother. So I'm gonna bring you on back in. Let me go. You know, we trying to get your financial freedom right, and they over here playing. Where my brother Chris at? There we go. That's that financial future. There's also a big lag on the comments, so I don't know when. All right, there we go. All
right, yeah. So what I was saying is, you know, trading teaches you to be, well, inherently teach you to be successful in everything that you do, because you really get down to understanding the importance of being disciplined and then taking control and focusing only on the things that you can control. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm not moved or bothered by things outside of my control, you know, and that transcends even into my personal life. Like, I don't let people bring drama, nonsense, or bullshit my way. You understand what
Absolutely
I'm saying?
Absolutely not.
You know, because I'm not gonna bear somebody else's feelings and emotion. You understand what I'm saying? I'm gonna control the things that I can control, and that is where I'm gonna focus 100% of my time, my energy, and my effort to. And you know, that's what it is on a daily basis.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, well, you know, our what you water grows. You know, right. So it's like, that's up to you. Like, what are you watering daily? And then you get to check your garden. You know what I'm talking about? And if you don't water anything, then it's just going to die off. But a lot of people have a lack of value of knowledge and a lack of value of self-love. Like, most of the time I do consultations, it always starts off with this first theme of self-love. Like, let's start pinpointing, you know, this operation of thinking that you have in self where you're not serving your best interests first. You're not reserving your energy for your optimum results and your optimum health first before you get to anything else, whether you're a parent, whether you're in a relationship, you know, whatever you are, whatever business, service, industry, everything got to be here first, then outward, right? So that's the ultimate success, is overall well-being. Like as a person.
You know, and it's one of the things that, you know, and of course you hear myself and, you know, you and I talk about it as we go through this process, but it's not about the money, right? So, you know, making money and having a bank account is a byproduct of being committed to the process and falling in love with the process and becoming the process on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I've been doing it so long now where, you know, the process is me and I am the process.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And everything that comes from it is a byproduct of that. And the money is a byproduct. And I say that to say is, you know, put yourself in a situation and say money or the dollar didn't exist. Right. So if money and dollar didn't exist, like, what would you be worth then?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Will people still listen to you? Will people still gravitate to you? Will people still see and sense the intrinsic value within yourself if money was not an issue? You know what I'm saying? Don't, you know, I tell people all the time, like, you know, you might not like me as a person, you know what I'm saying? But you can't argue with results. You might not like how I go about doing things, but you can't argue with
right.
the results. You know what I'm saying? And the results are a byproduct of the process that I've committed to, the process that I fell in love with, you know, and I fall in love with on a daily basis. So for me, it's one of them things where it's like, you know, shit, man, most people lazy. They don't want to put in no work. They don't want to put in no work, you know what I'm saying, or do nothing. They want everything
right.
instantaneous, you know. And for me, even, you know, with what some would call success, I'm constantly seeking the uncomfortable. Because when I'm uncomfortable, I'm putting myself in a position that I must change. I must adapt.
Right.
You know what I mean? And when I'm not uncomfortable, I mean, and when I'm comfortable, then I know I ain't doing shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the dangerous part.
Yeah, that's the dangerous part. So not getting comfortable, complacency is the most dangerous thing.
You become that old lazy lion. Can't hunt for himself no more.
Right. And the fact of the matter is most people find comfort in their complacency. Most people find comfort in their pain. You know what I'm saying? People got a million and one excuses of why they ain't doing this, why they don't have this, why they not living the life that they living. But if we really want to boil it down and break down, you know, to the core and peel the layers of the onion back, it really boils down to people being comfortable with being comfortable.
Right.
Even in the face of adversity. Misery,
content.
Content. You know what I'm saying? If you wanted to change, you wanted to do something, you wanted to start a business, you wanted to learn how to trade, guess what? If that's what you really wanted to do, then you'd be getting up and pursuing that. You know what I'm saying? And not half-heartedly. You know what I mean? Like, it's a process. It's a journey. So even though we put something out that's affordable and different things of that nature, like, you know, I'm constantly encouraging people, look, think about this before you get involved. You know what I'm saying? Before you spend your money, before you spend your time with us. You understand what I'm saying there? Because guess what? Once this live goes off and once the recording videos goes off and once the software shuts down, it's still going to be some things that is required of you in order to get to the next level, in order to get profitable. You know, and it's not about learning a million and one strategies. The strategies and different things are simple. You know, I can teach it to, you know, I teach the kids all the time. You understand what I'm saying? The hard part is really conditioning your mind and doing the things that you don't feel like doing that's really going to take you to the next level. You know, when we talk about trading, it's important that you have a trading journal.
Wait a minute, folks. We just got shut down. I'm not sure how that happened. We're going to bring it back, though. Give me one moment. All right. Don't know what's going on. IG Live messing with us. All right, we back again. Okay. All right, here I come, Chris. I don't know what just happened. They cut us all the way off. No warning. I know we didn't go to an hour yet. So I believe it's still saved. So you all can go take a look at that. But let me bring my good brother back in. It's Instagram really cut my good brother back off. One moment, y'all.
Putting out that good knowledge.
Yeah, man. You know, if we was on here just motivating the people, trying to get your heart riled up with no instructions, the clarity of the message will come in. They give us some extra bandwidth to make sure that this came through.
Yeah.
You know, they could tell by the seriousness of the tone that, okay, they trying to produce financial freedom and future for people.
Right. You know, but back to what I was speaking to, the trading journal. I'm big on writing, right? I'm not a writer, you know, but when it comes to a trading journal, it's important that you keep a trading journal and you write in it every single day. You know, this is your accountability partner. You don't need me. You don't need keys to keep you accountable. You don't need the class. This, you hold you accountable. You understand what I'm saying? So the trading journal is a big part of that. When a student of mine may come to me and say, oh, I'm not being successful, or it isn't working, or this doesn't work, the first thing that I got a checklist, and everybody, they'll get a checklist as well, the things that they're required to do outside of us. And the first thing that I do, I start going down the checklist. Have you done this? Have you written in your trading journal? Send me a copy of your trading journal. And guess what? Before I can finish the list, 9 times out of 10, probably 10 times out of 10, is something that they haven't committed to.
Right.
It's a process that we've laid out. You understand? But really, when you have to write in your trading journal that you fucked up or you made a mistake, that's big. You know, but it's also the first step of greatness, right? Because can't nobody say shit about me that's going to make me feel no type of way, because I own me, the good me and the bad me. You know, you understand what I'm saying? So trading teaches you to be accountable and to own you, the good and the bad.
Right.
You know, and be able to take those things and continue to move forward. You know, if we put ourselves in a position to embracing and constantly address our weaknesses or our pitfalls. And we don't have to beat ourselves up. We just have to really bring awareness to these things to bring about change. You know, the easiest and the only way to bring about permanent change is bringing awareness to the situation. You know, and it doesn't have to be from a negative place or, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Like, we know we shouldn't have did it. We know we shouldn't have been doing it while we was doing it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the moment we can start embracing those things and facing those demons and the ugly side of who we are spiritually and mentally, that's when we really start to move forward and start to make strides of greatness. You know, and from the outside looking in, you know, it seems effortless. You know what I'm saying? But we move and we speak, you know, and we carry ourselves boldly and confidently. You know what I'm saying? Because we're 100% secure with who we are, the good and the bad.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you know, that's so important for people to just know themselves. I always tell people that, of course, liabilities start with the lies we tell ourselves.
Right.
Right. And it's not until we assess those lies to where we can actually get to our purpose, you know, which is going to be the greatest asset within our life that we can take advantage of. So for me, as we continue to go in our lives, like, lies kill your willpower, period. You know, every time that you lie, you're not aligning your emotions with your thoughts. And this is dangerous, so your subconscious mind doesn't know when you're serious. You understand me? So it's like, you said you're going to do something, but why should I get your body and your will and your mind and your spirit prepared? Last time you said something, you didn't do it. So now it starts to kill your willpower and your ability to produce. And it takes you away from that purpose-driven type work, because you end up doing something, you get the results, and then you're like, God damn, but I thought this was going to make me happy. No, you lied to yourself. See,
right.
you know
what else lying breeds? Lying also breeds stress and anxiety.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, and that derails neurogenesis.
Yeah, when people start talking about they stressed out or they had bad spells of anxiety, you know, I say you really got to take that dive deep and figure out what is it that you're lying to yourself about, right? Because when we talk about stress is simply, you know, what's in us is not being reflected outwardly. It's not being manifested, you know, so you know, our dreams, our passion, our ambition, and different things are bottled up inside of us, and it becomes stressful because we haven't found a way to bring it out and to manifest those things.
Absolutely.
You know, I tell people all the time, it's like, look, the life that I'm living today, I wrote down on paper 10 years ago.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? So it was real to me 10 years ago. You understand? And I started moving and manifesting these things on a daily basis, you know, where it may seem like it was instantaneous or overnight or whatever the case might be, where really it was just a culmination of all of my efforts, all of my focus, me being committed to my process, me executing without hesitation or reservation, and more importantly, addressing the lies that I had told myself throughout the year. You know what I'm saying? Address the things that's holding you back. You know, the easiest thing to do is to blame other people, blame your situation, blame your circumstances. You know, that's the easiest alibi things, you know, because for the longest, I lied to myself, you know, my parents, my upbringing, my environment. I didn't have money. I didn't have this. I didn't have that, you know, but the moment that I was able to take responsibility for me and the outcome and the experiences that I was having, I was able to start to move and go to the next level. You know what I mean? So it don't matter where you come from, what you've been through or whatever. Of course, those things shape you. They mold you and they give you invaluable experience.
Right.
But no matter where you come from, what you've been through, what you have or what you don't have, it's nothing that you can't do. It's nothing that you can't accomplish. You know, and God created us in such a great way that he wouldn't even allow us to think things that we could not manifest.
And it's 100%. True. And that's why once you have a thought, like I said, you got to align that emotion and that spirit all together with it. That's the only way it's going to produce into reality, you know. So that all starts with that accountability of getting yourself together. And also, you know, what truths can we tell ourselves? Because we covered the lies, but the truths is the vision that you can set for yourself that you're willing to work for. So it's like next year around this time, what is your life going to look like and how intentional are you at of setting that and writing that down and speaking that and working that? Because we love the idea of speaking things to existence, but we don't like working things into existence, writing things into existence. You know what I mean? Like the action, like speaking is an action word. It's a verbal. It's not just a verbalized command, but it's an action that follows up by that command. And you speak with your actions, you know, those who have results anyway. So as you set your life goals and intentions, you get to be the one who decides and designs. Like 10 years ago, you could have wrote down your excuses and that would have been a life that you built. You know what I mean? Which would have been nothing because monuments of nothingness are built out of excuses. So 10 years later, if you would have had nothing and be like, God damn it, it's because I built with excuses. You walk outside and you look like excuses look like you ain't got nothing. Because you building your life around that. So lies are just valid excuses.
Right. What's your foundation? Is your foundation built off of truth or is it built off of lies?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And that's what's really going to determine the integrity of your success and your outcome and the things that you're experiencing constantly, you know, manifesting. You know, I tell people all the time, like, the destination is the journey. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So stop looking for, you know, this one day of saying, boom, I've accomplished that. Of course, we want to set goals. We want to plan and we're going to continue to, you know, accomplish things along the way. We're going to experience failures along the way as well. But the destination is the journey. It's a continuous process on a daily basis, right? And when we start the journey of set our goals and we map out, we say, okay, boom, I want to accomplish this in the next 365 days of the next year, right?
Right.
Guess what? If we really commit to the process, in the next year, everything that we wrote down, we probably not going to accomplish, but we will accomplish 60 to 70% of the list,
mm-hmm.
or let's just say 80% of the list, right? And there's nothing wrong with that, but what ends up happening is, as you continue to move and you know, and go along the process, different things start to unfold. Things that you didn't see from the inception of writing down your goals, right? Because right now, as we're planning our goals for next year, we're planning from a very ignorant place. And when I say an ignorant place of not knowing what the future is going to hold, the things that we're going to encounter. Right. So the most important part is having a plan, writing down that plan, writing down action steps. Right. And then moving along that journey. And guess what? As you continue to move along that journey, you're going to build relationships. You're going to build networks. There's going to be opportunities that you didn't even see the day you wrote down your goals that's going to present themselves to you. You know what I mean? So when they talked about me being successful or experiencing a certain level of success, it's been me being true to my process and me building quality relationships along the way. Because guess what? If I wasn't partaking in this process, then I wouldn't meet the people that I needed in order to get to where I needed to go. You understand what I'm saying? Because you always gonna need somebody or something to help propel you to the next level. you know, in your passion and your dreams and your goals should always be inclusive of others and building networks and relationships with others, you know, because that's going to be a direct reflection on how successful you are. Because guess what? Yeah. If I wasn't a trader, if I never started this process and this journey of being a trader, then I never would have came across the books that I read. I never would have met the people that I met that has been instrumental in giving me advice and tidbits here and there and different things to overcome obstacles, hurdles, or even to propel me and give me a boost into the right direction. You know what I mean? Me sitting back and just waiting on it to happen, like those things would have never manifested themselves.
Absolutely. You know, I always tell people, you know, confidence is the ability to hold on to truth. And I mean that in the aspect that, like, if I go study for 10,000 hours, I'm going to walk into that test very confidently because I know the truth is I've studied. I'm holding on to the truth of that studying time, that knowledge, that process. So we get to speak things into existence confidently because you got to have superior confidence in going through with anything. And a lot of times we just got to think about the past proof of our accomplishments, whether they small or whether they large. And it gives you that confidence to move forward. Like, I did that. Now I know I can do this. So, or somebody else did it, right? Then I know that I can do it because it's humanly possible. So what stops you as a human being from not being able to tap into the same resources of self and saying that, oh, well, if it's been done, then I can do it. And then at the same time, for us superiorly confident people saying that since it hasn't been done, that's the reason for me to do it. I want to be that person that does it.
yeah, exactly. Because once you start to experience success, and what I define success is my ability to outline, define something, and then execute it.
Mm.
Execute on it, right? That's success in my eyes. Is everything going to go right 100% of the time? Absolutely not. Am I going to get every trade right? Absolutely not. You know, trading is actually a situation where you can be right less than 50% of the time and still make money.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So me being successful is me checking off the things that I've outlined on my goals, or when we talk about trading, the trading journal. Have I went through process A, B, C, and D, 1, 2, and 3? If I made money that day, I made money that day. If I lost money that day, I lost money that day. But I determine my success for the day based on how well I stuck to my trading plan before I entered the market. You know, and if I executed that to a T and dotted the I, then I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good spirit. I've done what I've come here to do. I've controlled the things that I've outlined that I have the ability to control.
And you know, on that note is that many people are successful. It's just they don't like the things that they've accomplished. So you can accomplish being a failure, right? You can. It depends. Like, our brains are always working to produce what's inside here, right? And you can tell what's in a person's minds by what their hands do, what their feet do, what their body does. So it's like when you look around and you go home tonight, you look at your bank account, you think about the relationships that you have, you think about your network, you think about the knowledge that you've accumulated over the time. All of those things are what you're successful at. Now, is it the level of success that you want to be at? Maybe not based on your potential, but you still have to own that. And the way that you get to another level is start executing and implementing new ideas for you to birth and being more intentional about saying that, nah, okay, I successfully made myself a failure. Now that I've done that with this powerful brain of mine, let me see what I can do as far as 360 in my results or 10X in my results. So that's where I want the individual on this line. I want to do a tour called like the One Spark Tour. And the idea is kind of like that notion that Tupac said that he wanted to just spark one that has changed the world. So as I go throughout these cities, my goal is to give my all, to give my knowledge, my passion, my energy, my spirit, and to spark that one mind that's going to really take it each place that I go to, that's going to be that seed or that key that I leave behind in that city that can help unlock the rest. Because everybody's just not going to tap in that deep.
Right. You know, and then we also have to stop comparing our definition of success to what we think success looks like on other people. Because it's different for everybody. You know what I'm saying? And your level of success can't be my level of success. Yeah, we can build things, build empires, businesses, and make similar amounts of money or have a similar reach. You know what I mean? But our success is really predicated on our message and our purpose that we have to give to the people. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, part of being success is a very individual journey as well, you know, because all of us was birthed with a purpose, you know what I mean? And that's different for everybody, you know? So I can be making $2 million a day doing what you do, you know, but that's not my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I'm making $2 million a day, I'm not successful.
Right.
I'm successful because I haven't birthed my purpose into this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would say then by that definition that like true success would be achievement times purpose, right? Because you can achieve consistently, but that doesn't mean you're truly successful. Because like you said, you can achieve at gaining money, but losing integrity and feeling depressed. So yes, you achieved, but you're not truly successful. But when it's connected to purpose of something that you want to do and something that you're good at, then you can say, I'm truly successful because I achieved, plus I matched my purpose. So that alignment itself makes you powerful. But to that point that, you know, regardless of how good your ideas are, no matter how big they are, you can't do anything without capital in this world, right? So that's why it's important for us to be responsible and intentional and doing the correct things to make sure that we actually set up a successful financial future that allow us to utilize our valuable time in the manner to where we are achieving towards our purposes.
Right, absolutely. And by trading, it puts us in a position to build that capital. And money is just a tool. So, like, you know, I made majority of my money trading the markets, but I also have 9 other businesses. But guess what? Those businesses was birthed out of my ability to produce capital through trading. You know what I mean? So now I can invest. Now I can diversify. Now I can partake in this. Now I can help do this and help do that. You understand what I'm saying? Because now I know how to go about creating and leveraging the tool in order to take part in these things. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, brother, you know, your time is valuable, and these people ain't got $25,000 to give you. So we go. You know what I mean? I think it was a great intro, just dialogue. And knowledge for the people, man. And I'm excited to get back on here next week and eventually getting people funneled into the platform so we can help them secure in a better financial future.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have something laid out, you know, people like visual things as far as, you know, what we present and what we offer. So by next week, we'll have something laid out for them, you know, where they can start, you know, getting it into their mind and getting prepared and geeked up of knowing, you know, what it's going to take, whether or not they want to participate in it. And those people that come on board and decide to, you know, embrace the journey and walk alongside us as we continue to, you know, walk in our purpose, it's going to be a life-changing situation.
So I want everybody to go follow Chris Cole at Chris Cole I Am. Leave a key or DM him and tell him, you know what I mean, leave your email. You know, just be proactive. And so by the time we had this platform ready, just only for those who ready. Me, I don't want to deal with nobody who's not ready. But if you feel like you're ready today, you're ready to invest in yourself, you're ready to move forward in any aspect, go follow my good brother, drop a key on there or DM him your email, and we can see if we can start moving forward now.
Sound good, man. I appreciate your time as well. And everybody that's tuned in at some point or another, definitely appreciate you for tuning in and listening to us as well. So peace and blessings, and look forward to speaking
with y'all. Yeah. So y'all going to be able to re-listen to this on the podcast. So therefore, if you missed anything from the beginning, then you can just go back, listen to the podcast at 19 Keys. That's 19 Keys of Electrical Patterns. Electrical conversations and dialogue to help you shift your mindset. Make sure you tap in. I appreciate y'all, man. Get you some gold water. Tap in to see what my brother Chris I Am got going on. And yeah, I'll see you all later.
Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.